Okay, so this is going to be my ramble about Reddit and the goal that I had mentioned. Yes, there's background noise. This is a ramble, so I like to keep these pretty raw, I guess. It is quieter than it was last night. I was actually going to do this last night when I reached my first goal, I guess. But last night, they were doing weights at my house, and so, like, hearing the weights being around and stuff was going to be kind of annoying. Plus, I was just busy talking to a lot of people on here. Anyways, so I don't know how long this is going to be, but hopefully it's not too long. I joined Reddit 27 days ago. Now, I had seen Reddit before online. You know, I used to be kind of active on Tumblr and stuff like that, which I don't anymore, but and stuff like that, and I didn't understand it. It just, to me, Reddit looked super confusing, and I didn't get it or anything like that. Anyways, so really what I got on Reddit for was GWA, and then I discovered the Pillow Talk, and then Audio Haven, and Audio Candy now, which I am very excited about. So basically, what my goal was, and I know a lot of people don't care, and it's, I don't want y'all to think that, I mean, I am a competitive person, but it's not really that. It's more of using, I guess, the score, the post-karma or whatever, as a measurement for me, an accountability thing for me, just because I was kind of, in a bad place for a while, which I know is really hard, and a lot of people, don't usually believe me, I guess, in real life. I feel like everybody on here is very much more open and understanding and caring, but yeah, so as happy as I am all the time, which I truly am, I don't want y'all to think I'm lying to y'all or anything, because I'm most honest with all of y'all, but I was really depressed for a really long time, and had been out of a very toxic and abusive relationship, and so, like, the kind that, like, I mean, all toxic and abusive relationships are bad, but it was one of those where it was so bad that, like, I couldn't let it go, which is not making me a good person either, but, so having Reddit is a different way for me to focus my energy. It's a more positive way. I absolutely love everyone who I've met and talked to on here. It just, yeah. And so this is a good way for me to get everything out. And I just use that score as an accountability thing, I guess. But I am kind of slightly competitive, and I do want to do a good job. When I say I aim to please, I do. I love making people happy. Which is why I used to be so depressed, is because I didn't care about myself, I just cared about everybody else, but now that has definitely changed. I am number one. I still love everyone else, trust me, I have plenty of love to go around, my heart is big enough for everyone, but yeah, so I was just using that as a score, I guess, and since I've only been on here for 27 days, I was like, how great, because I was looking at, you know, some of these really popular people on here, and looking at their score, and how long they've been on here, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I would have to earn, like, this much within a month, and my first goal was 200, which I hit last night at 9:45, or 7:45, actually, with my fourth GWA post. I have other posts, obviously, I have a few Pillow Talks and Audio Havens, and, I know people are like, oh, I mean, you don't have to use that to measure yourself, or, you know, you do it for yourself, and I definitely do it for myself, trust me, I do, I'm not, which is probably why I'm gonna have, like, 1,001 rambles, because I love rambling, I love talking, I love being able to just talk stuff out and have people listen in a weird kind of way, I guess. I don't know, but yeah, I love it. And so that was just my goal for myself that I'm on here now. And I actually have 215. I'm very excited. So now I'm kind of, maybe within 3 days I can get to 250. Possibly, maybe. We'll see if I'll get there. I love comments. I love people telling me what they think, what they thought, their perspective, what they feel, what it made them think about. Anything. I love talking to people. I love the interaction I have with everyone on here because it is so honest and open, and I don't feel like there's enough of that in real life. And I understand why it's hard. I mean, obviously, if some of the people discovered what I post on here, they would have very, very different thoughts about me. Which is ridiculous. When I think about it, I think it's stupid. But I understand, and I understand we all can be different people in real life, in a way. But having this now allows me to be so much more open, and just, I love it. I'm trying to think if I covered everything, because this is a ramble and I'm getting off topic. But yeah, so that was just part of my goals, because like I said, it allows me to focus my energy somewhere else in a more positive manner. It helps keep me accountable because I am interacting with people. Y'all are giving me feedback. I'm giving y'all feedback. I love listening to other people talk. I used to like watching vloggers and stuff on YouTube. But now that I'm like getting to know y'all, I'm listening to y'all stuff and thinking about things like that, and I love it. I do it in my free time. Like, I don't know, I'll be, like, getting ready for school or something and be listening to someone talking, and, I love it. I really love this. I think it's so great. And, like, I know GWA has other, much more different audiences, I guess, which is fine, too, because I like that. It allows me to be more open, in that way, I guess. Which is kind of nice, because this stuff is also helping with my confidence in real life. I used to have really bad social anxiety, which is funny because when people would get to know me, you can tell that I'm just a social little butterfly, but it was getting to that point of talking to people that was so difficult for me, and this makes it a lot more easier in a way. But I also don't want to be misconstrued, I guess, into thinking that I'm using this as a visage, I guess. Sorry, there's an airplane. Because I'm not. I am being completely open and honest, and if y'all ask questions, I will answer honestly, and I don't like lying, I don't like hiding things, I don't, none of that. I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, there are lines, I guess. There's some stuff. Honestly, there's kind of not a lot I probably wouldn't tell y'all. Which means I have to be careful and catch myself. But still. It's just, it makes me really happy. I'm really genuinely happy. And I don't know, maybe it'll start taking up too much of my time. I'm not quite sure. But I also like I said, it adds to my confidence. Because it does push me out of my comfort zone, and it, which is a good thing. I've lived in my comfort zone for way too long. So, trying to think if that's it. But yeah. So, I reached my goal before I was able to make a ramble about, attaining it, which is good. I'm happy because it allows me to expand my goal into being even higher. Sorry, I'm messing around with things. Which, I don't know, then I also don't want people to feel pressure to do things that they wouldn't. I don't think, sorry, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't think anyone's going to do that on here. But yeah, I'm just, overall, even though I dove headfirst, which some people had even said, like, wow, you've done a lot for not being here that long, but that's just, like I said, getting out of my comfort zone. I kind of have to die for it and get past the wall of anxiety in order for me to feel better, and stuff like that. So, very happy to be on here. I'm very excited to see what's to come. So, thank y'all for listening very much. I really appreciate it.